Hello, this is John Robles. I'm speaking with Dr. Alan Ben-Meir. He's a Middle East expert, a professor from the Center for Global Affairs at New York University, and a regular contributor to the Voice of Russia. Hello, Dr. Meir. It's a pleasure to be speaking
with
you.
Hello.
Can you give us the latest on the Iranian situation?
The Iranians called that they were ready to negotiate, but the United States and the EU still have certain requirements. They want to negotiate on the condition that this is going to yield some result, but not negotiate for the sake of negotiation. But the truth of the matter, to diffuse the tension between the two sides, the best thing to do is to negotiate and establish time frame, so that if there is no agreement, then the parties can do what they want to do. And that is the first step, and that unfortunately hasn't taken place. As a result, of course, you know, the rhetoric is escalating, threats are escalating. The United States sent a secret message to the Ayatollah, direct message, that should he attempt to close the Strait of Hormuz, this will be a red line that the United States will not tolerate. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, Iran is based on reports came from the International Atomic Energy, is that Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons. This is what they are saying. So this is, on that basis, the United States and other countries are acting, trying to delay the progress that the Iranians are making in their nuclear program. This is what is taking place. So the assassination of the scientists, albeit is should be condemned in a very strong way. The effort to raise the ante, the threats that we hear, all of that is actually, in a way, trying to prevent attacking Iran rather than preparation for an attack.
You don't think it's a provocation?
I take it somewhat differently. My feeling is this, is that there are two things the Iranian will insist and want to achieve. One is they really want to have the technology to produce nuclear weapon, not necessarily having the weapon, but certainly the technology to produce one in a short notice. That is, they are absolutely committed to that. And the second thing they are committed to, they want to keep the regime the way it is. Now, the most important thing is this government wants to stay in power. If they feel that the nuclear program could undermine them staying in power, they will give it up. And the only way they will give it up, if the sanctions are serious and they are really biting. And that is only from that perspective I support the sanction, because we would like to see no war and no attack on Iran. And Iran will not be persuaded to stop this nuclear program unless it feels attack may be imminent. I mean, this is a different approach, but that's how I believe.
Just a reminder, you're listening to an interview with Dr. Alan Ben-Meir. Can you give us a little insight into the situation in Iran? You just mentioned political considerations they might have. Can you also mention or fill us in on the fact that last week it was reported that they got uranium enriched up to 20%, and they're going to start sharing this technology with other countries?
I have spoken to some Iranians that I believe they know, at least more than ordinary people on the street, and they are saying, on the one hand, they insist that they are not producing a nuclear weapon. On the other hand, they insist that it's their right to enrich uranium to 20% or even more, as long as they are not in the direction of building a nuclear weapon. But the problem is for the United States, for the West, for Israel, and for others, is that once you get to that point, it is much easier to purify uranium from 20% to the 90% in order to have sufficient fuel to create a nuclear weapon. And that is the concern. So they are not coming clean. And that has been a pattern, the Iranian pattern, all along from day one. They have never allowed themselves to come clean and be able to demonstrate without any equivocation, without any, you know, to demonstrate that they are actually intending to do and pursue only a peaceful nuclear program.
We know the statements they've made about destroying Israel, for example. Do you think this is a real threat?
The truth is this, you know, will Iran, if let's suppose Iran has a nuclear weapon, will Iran actually attack Israel? I don't believe that's the case. Iran has neighbors with the nuclear weapons like Pakistan and India and others. Iran has major concern in its own neighborhood. Unfortunately, the threat to Israel is not taken lightly by the Israelis. And that is the problem. The Iranians simply do not understand the Israeli mindset, Israeli psychology. If they understood that, they would not have threatened Israel existentially. Because the Jews simply do not take these kind of threats lightly, having experienced what they have experienced in World War II. That is the problem. There is a disconnect in trying to understand the psychological implications of the conflict, and the Iranians have demonstrated truly utter stupidity in not understanding that you don't threaten people who have gone already one Holocaust.
What about this nuclear scientist who was murdered? What's your insight on that?
Well, you know, what we hear is, you know, who has interest in eliminating or disrupting Iran's nuclear program? And you can count these people probably on one hand. Israel will be one, United States will be one, some European community will be other. So it's not, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that possibly one of the three have committed that. But on the other hand, we must not rule out the possibility that Iranians themselves may eliminate such an individual, not because they hate him or dislike him, in order to create, you know, the kind of tension they want to create. Mm-hmm. This is entirely possible. So we can't rule out that possibility.
Wouldn't that be a way to put an end to all of this without going to war, which I believe you said the U.S. does not want that?
I don't believe the United States wants that. I don't believe Israel wants that. But I honestly must tell you, and not because I'm talking to you being in Russia, mm-hmm. but I truly and honestly believe that Russia in particular, can mm-hmm. play a very, very significant positive role here in trying to encourage the resumption of the negotiation, because Russia's relation with Iran is a good relationship. Russia's built up Iran nuclear peace, you know, facilities. Russia has a sway and a say in Iran for many different reasons. And Russia today is needed more than any other time, in my view, to try to mediate and perhaps along with Turkey, try to work something out as soon as possible, because I'm afraid time is running out.
Let's finish off here. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Anytime, John. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
And we'll be watching you on television.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Take care, sir. Thank you, sir.
Right. Bye-bye. Thanks.
This is John Robles. You were listening to an interview with Dr. Alan Ben-Meir, a Middle East expert and a professor from the Center for Global Affairs at New York University. Thanks for listening.